when you're going to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out, put your onion in that pot.
Mm-hmm.
And after you put your onion in the pot, you season your liver that's been in that pot 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Turn gray.
Yeah.
Then when you think that onion is brown right, you take that liver and you put it down there for 3 more minutes. Turn it over. Cut it with a knife. Cut it with a fork. Tender, tender, tender. If you overcook it, it turns hard.
Yeah. What about, what'd you do? Did you ever make anything with the blood?
Yeah, we make boudin.
Boudin. What's that?
That's, you take the blood and you mix it with the rice,
mm-hmm.
well seasoned, and you make red boudin. And white boudin is made without the blood. That's a high seasoned rice. You make two kinds of boudin.
You ever make blood pudding or anything like that? They call it that?
No.
Okay. What about, did you ever take the juice of the head cheese and maybe mix it up with cornmeal?
No, we never done that.
Or mix any part of the hog meat up with cornmeal?
The only thing that we use in cornbread from the fat, that crumb around that pot bottom, that makes the best of cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
That crumb from that fat.
Yes.
It comes straight at the bottom of your pot. You put that in your cornbread, that's the best cornbread I have.
What'd they call it?
Well, you tell it crackling.
Uh-huh.
Crackling, crumb.
I see. Okay. All right. What about the kind of meat you'd buy sliced thin to eat with eggs? Or this is kind of meat you'd get from the hog type of meat?
You're referring to sausage.
Sausage, yeah, or?
Sausage, that's the only thing that I use mixed with egg to make an omelet.
Uh-huh.
Take your sausage and cut it by small pieces. Then you mix it with your egg, put a little salt, and then you got an omelet.
I see. Well, did you ever have a meat that was cut in long, thin strips? This is the type of meat you'd fry with, have with breakfast. This is part of the hog.
No, we don't.
A side of bacon. You ever heard of bacon?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about bacon. But mm-hmm. you see, we don't use that bacon, us, for nothing at all. We make crackling with that bacon. That's the bottom part of your hog belly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the side. What about the side of his?
That's the ribs.
Yeah.
Well, the ribs, you can take them and slice them one by one. Now, you got 2 ways to prepare that rib. You can dry, you can prepare it in a smoke.
Mm-hmm.
We call that tasso. But now, how you call it in English, I don't know. Then you can take it and cook it in that lard. And it'll be ready in a year time. Don't have to cook it over. Just warm it.
Okay. Now, fat salt pork is called what?
Fat.
Salt or sugar cured meat. You might boil it with your greens or something like that.
I've heard of that, but we don't do that. We used to put up our meat in salt.
Mm-hmm.
In something like a beer keg.
Yeah.
And that meat could stay there a whole year. It wouldn't spoil. Put salt in it. That's how we used to put up our meat a long time ago.
Yeah.
Put salt on it. Now the best way to do that, you salt in your meat and you put a little piece of saltpeter.
Yeah.
That's the holiest color red.
Yeah.
Then when that salt melts, you put enough salt on that meat. When that salt melts,